Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey. Welcome to the Age Rock podcast. It is episode number 170. We always start with hey because we're just trying to get your damn attention because
wake some up, of you Jeff!
Might... I was going to say some of you might be sleeping.
It's kind of early though. He's probably just starting to get sleepy.
And then his others are doing other stuff. David, I don't know what the hell he's looking at because I get shit from him that's like, I can't open that.
Not at work at least. Yeah. So who knows? I opened that one yesterday and I was like going, oh, need to shut that down.
Anyway, so today we have on tap a whole lot of just stuff because no guests this week. I know that's kind of rare. We've been having guests pretty regularly, which has been kind of cool. We have a couple people in the works. But we are doing another rock puree show. I smell like grass, so I smell like some kind of puree. It would be grass and not like, oh, by the way, not like weed grass, but like I mowed my grass.
You probably have weeds in your grass, though, don't
my
you?
My grass better not have no damn weeds in it. I paid to get it treated. I'd be mad.
My lawn's green, but it's mostly weeds that are mowed down to a certain height.
I don't give a shit what's growing in my yard as long as it cuts down green. When I mow it.
I like it.
I don't give a shit if it's green.
Yeah, it's all usually
right.
Green.
All right, so I'll start. So I went to see week ago today when we're recording this because not tomorrow, which is Friday. So which is always the day after Thursday, just in case anybody was wondering because I don't know why I said that. Anyway, a week ago Thursday, went to see Night Ranger and Sammy Hagar. And The Circle is what I went to see. And really good show. It was at White River State Park, the lawn at White River. And that is a great venue, man. It is awesome.
It is. It's awesome.
It was sold out. I didn't know that before we went, but when we got there. So it's kind of interesting. If you go there, when you get in line, the line is like 4 miles long, and I'm not joking, because there's only like two ways into the venue. So it's just the waiting part is bad, but once you get in there, it's great. Anyway.
There still were handing out chairs.
If you get there early enough, they're handing out chairs. Otherwise, you're sitting on the turf.
Gotcha.
There were two guys that opened the show. They had a name. Don't know what it was. Really didn't matter. It was a guitar player shredding on electric guitar. Pretty sure his name wasn't Vinny. And a guy that was playing acoustic with him. And at the end, he said, "I really want to thank." The guys in The Circle, Vic and Michael and Jason, and then my dad for having me on.
Wait.
1, 2, 3, 4, Sammy. Oh, so.
Sammy's son.
Apparently Sammy's son.
Wow. Did not know he even had a son.
Okay. Yeah, there's a reason he's on the Sammy tour. Just saying.
Oh, I got you.
We'll just leave that. So it's kind of funny because there's a guy sitting next to me. He's got a Tom Petty t-shirt on, Tom Petty 40 years thing t-shirt on. I'm like, dude, I didn't get to see him. We're having this conversation about it. So those two guys that were playing played Last Dance with Mary Jane. And the guy looked at me and goes, "Are you shitting me?" And I'm like, like, no. So the guy started playing. It was like, not good. It's just a.
So the talent tree shit don't fall very far. Things do fall and don't fall.
I don't know if it was really bad. It was just that whole thing. If he walked out there, had no idea who he was. He starts playing and it's kind of a shredding thing and an acoustic thing. And it just sounded weird. It wasn't, yeah. I don't know. It just wasn't, he needs some feedback, not in his monitors, but like somebody to tell him, hey, all right. So then it was on a Night Ranger played 7 songs, played only hits. Nothing off the newest record. Don't Let Go, which, that made me sad because I love that record. But they were great. I mean, they're really good. I thought Kelly Kagi sounded a little bit. He did a song and it sounded a little bit rough. And then the next song he did, he sounded fine. So it's kind of weird. But I know he's had some issues. So he had some health issues a couple years ago. But Jack Blades is just awesome. And, always. You know, Fred Gillis can shred for sure. So whatever. And then Sammy played. So the circle is Sammy, Michael Anthony, Vic Johnson, and guy, Jason Bonham. I don't know who he is. Bonham, whoever that guy is. He's like his dad's like some famous drummer, but I don't think anybody's ever heard of him. Just kidding. They played for a little over 2 hours.
Really?
And it was in your face, just straight up rock. Great stuff. They played Sammy. They played Van Halen. They played Led Zeppelin. They played the national anthem because that was the weekend of the race, the Indy 500. Right. There were some NASCAR drivers. They said that they'd met earlier and asked him about hanging around and singing the national anthem. He said that's the worst song to sing. It's horrible and very difficult. But he proceeded to sing it along with everybody else in the crowd, and it was awesome. And it was a really good show. I mean, we ended up leaving as they were finishing the last song. We just walked over the hill because we knew it was coming. But it was very impressive. I mean, and I'll bet you Sammy pulled 20 items out of the crowd to sign during the show. And it was very cool. Very, very interactive.
When you're saying it's Sammy stuff, are they doing like, or were they doing like chicken foot stuff too, or was it Sammy Hagar?
It was Three Lockbox, the I Can't Drive 55, the heavy metal solo stuff. They did one Montrose song. They did Rock Candy, and they did a couple other stuff. And then they did, like I said, they did Van Halen stuff, and then they did Right Now, which by far is my favorite. I know you guys probably don't like that, may not care for that song. I don't know, but that is one of my favorite Van Halen songs or Van Hager songs, whatever. Just the whole theme and the video. And they did a video behind it too, that had the Right Now, and it talked about, you know, different things that to me is cooling. And it's always very very cool and always very moving for me. So,
right. Did they do any David Lee Roth era songs, Van Halen songs?
No, they didn't do Panama. I mean, they didn't do any of that stuff. So
okay. You know, just curious. I mean,
I've seen them do that before, but not this time. But no, it was good. It was really good. And cool. Michael Anthony sang a couple of songs too, and they kind of traded it off. And it looked like four guys up there just having a blast because they talked to Jason Bonham. And Jason actually lived in Indianapolis. And I remember him saying that before. Yeah, he lived up in Noblesville before. So he was rattling off names, and people were screaming and cheering. And he had family that was there, and it was pretty cool. So, but it was a really, really good show. And if they're coming to your town, check it out because it is a really good show. So. That was my take. So, Dennis, you've done some record collecting in the last couple of days.
Record collecting, some record buying.
I believe it's called hoarding.
Hoarding. No, I actually play them. I actually, I told you the other day, I put
you don't
that.
Play them. I thought you didn't play them.
Yeah, I do play them. Of course I do. I play that. What's okay. that?
Nothing.
No, what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, I played that. That one Led Zeppelin, or not Led Zeppelin, but Beatles one that I bought the other day, that brand new, and I broke it out the other night, and man, it sounded good. First playthrough, I was like, holy shit, you know, it was a good run. So anyway, of course, I went up to my Trader Baker's over the last 2 weeks, and I went back to buy one album that I missed the day before, and it's coming out with eight more. So it's like, you know, I'm just like a crack addict. So anyway, a bunch of different stuff. First one I got was the Carpenters.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah, I'm just trying to check. Okay. So I got the Carpenters, Close to You, which that's a great album. It's got Only Just Begun and you know, She's an Angel. Don't say anything bad about her. I did get
you know, if you say something bad about Karen Carpenter, you're just going to hell. I mean,
some of us are going to hell anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I do make the food.
Some of us have been kicked out, so
I do make the food jokes some every once in a while with her, but she does have a voice of an angel. So anyway, got some Go Go's Talk Show. It's got Head Over Heels on it. It's not. I haven't listened to it yet, but I do not have a Go Go's album. So
you know, if he does, he's going to go.
I do like that. That's been playing on my radios every morning when I go to work, it's been playing. So that's why I've kind of.
Really? They play that on heavy metal radio?
No, I listen to.
Mine doesn't play that. That's why I was wondering.
We don't have a heavy metal station around here anymore. I listen to the JPS anymore. So.
Heavy metal radio.
No. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Autograph. That's the stuff.
Oh, that's the second one.
The second album. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got Blondes and Black Cars on it. And I always liked Autograph.
How much was that?
This one here was $5. And it's in pretty good shape. So it's not bad still. Oh, yeah. The Carpenters was $3. Go-Go's was $6. I'll give you a little total as I'm going on. Got a little Pablo Cruz, A Place in the Sun. It has What You Gonna Do on it, and it got it for $4. This is kind of a good, just kind of sit back, drink a beer, listen to kind of stuff.
AKA Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock, exactly. Here, Fog Hat, Stone Blue. That's a real good album. I do like this one. I got that for $6. Pretty good shape. Not a bad deal.
Not Yacht Rock.
It's like, got a little Robert Plant, Shaken. Was it Shaken and Stirred? It has Little by Little on it. I got this for $7. It was a little bit more. But it's a decent. I like that first album.
You might want to pull that back a little bit, because that album covers a little bit.
It looks like it's crooked or something.
Artsy.
Like it's not turned the right way or something.
Yeah, it's
shit.
Artsy. It's got some kind of, it's kind of screwed up.
It's,
and most people listen to us anyway. I rebought the Loverboy Keep It Up album for $5. Unfortunately, I got home and realized that I already had a copy of it. So I did get that app that Bill talked about, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. Got Rick Springfield, A Little Living in Oz.
I left that there for you, by the way.
Did you?
I did.
I like this album.
I just decided not to buy it.
Yeah,
it's but good. I had it, picked it up, carried it around, put it back.
I mean, Eagle Touch, Fair of the Heart, Living in Oz. I mean, right there, that's three great songs.
That is a great album.
I should have bought it.
Yeah, it's in good shape, too. Got a little Seals and Crofts, Greatest Hits. I've had this on CD for a long time. It's great Yacht Rock type stuff. It's real good shape.
Let me tell you something. My dad used to have that on vinyl.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
That's back when they just called them records.
Records, exactly. No, I really like these guys. I've liked them for years. Got that for $6.
So let me tell you a quick story about that record.
Please.
So when my mom passed away and we got her turntable and moved it, that was on the turntable.
Really?
Still.
Cool.
Yeah.
So she must have been a Seals and Crofts.
I've been listening to that since I was born.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah,
good
he stuff. Said born, not porn. Calm down.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right, got a little Huey Lewis in the News Sports. I mean, this album's just got all kinds of good stuff on it. I've never had this, so I got it for $8. Really good shape, and I like Walking on a Thin Line. That's probably my favorite song.
That's a good song. I mean, good record.
It is. I mean, hell, it's got hits. Well, the whole first side. Well, Bad Is Bad. Was that a hit?
That was a single.
Yep. Yep. But you got Heart of Rock and Roll, Heart of Soul, and Want a New Drug. Those are four.
You know, Sports and Four, I mean, they hit a home run with both of those albums, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then the third one album, which I bought, which was Small World, not so bad.
Well, side two, Walking on a Thin Line, If This Is It.
Frozen. Maybe me.
Oh, I think he's frozen.
Oh, am I frozen?
You were.
You were.
Oh, my.
So look up. So we look heard up. If This Is It, and then you froze. So.
Yeah. They said it was, so with that, there was like seven hits on that album. So anyway. Also, I rebought The Best of Bread for $5. It's a really good copy. Unfortunately, I got another really good copy. So
keep that for me.
I will.
I have a bad copy.
Okay.
Yeah, because the other album on my mom's turntable had the little thing where you stack the records on top of it was that.
Okay.
And you play it, and it sounds like a cheese grater was used to play it. So I don't know how she ever listened to it.
She goes, this bread sounds like heavy metal to me.
Stale bread.
I was stale bread. Say that, you little. This bread's just stale. It needs to be. It's crusty.
But anyway, crusty. It is a good album. But yeah, I do have an extra copy of it, Bill, so it's yours. I'll give it to you next time I see you.
Does it sound like butter?
It sounds like butter. Got a Bad Company, Desolation Angels.
That's a great record. I have
a great rock and roll fantasy. I mean, that's a great song itself, and it's in really good shape. And I got that for $7, and got run across that. I was like, damn, I want that. So, and then I had seen one the day before, and it was $15, and I'm like, going, man, and it looked like I had a smudge, not a, you know, scratch or anything, but like it was dirty. And I was like, I really don't want to pay $15. But come home, thought, well, I'll look on Amazon. Went on Amazon. The cheapest one I could find is $30. It went from $30 to $90. So I ran over the next day and grabbed this one for $15. But I got Police's Synchronicity, which that's a great album. I mean, and Rod and I were just talking about that the other day. I said, you never see Police albums in the used store. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
But Synchronicity, you just don't see very often, and they haven't re-released it. So, so I went back and got it. That's the one I was just cleaning with my new cleaning kit that I just got off Amazon for $30. And so anyway, but yeah, no. So
Did you ever own any Police stuff before that?
What's that?
Like back in the day, did you have any Police stuff? The only Police record I ever had was Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah, I do. I have Ghost in the Machine. I really wasn't a big Police fan, but then when I first met Kelly, are you doing it to Alan, or you just looks like you're doing it to Alan? See, if you kind of like, if you both touch the edge of the screen, you could look like you're kissing on this picture. It's kind of odd. I'm looking at my screen. Anyway,
y'all, Dennis is not even drunk yet.
No, I just got home from work, so took us. Yeah, no shit.
I was mowing.
What's that? So anyway, I wasn't a really big Police fan. I mean, it's not that I didn't like them. I just really didn't really think much of them. Well, Kelly was a huge Police fan when I first met her. So, I started listening to them more. And, like I said, I had Ghost in the Machine, and then I bought that box set, the four disc, basically it's got every song that they have on their CD complete. So we had that for years and really liked it. And that's why I'm going back and trying to find the vinyl.
Can you clarify something? Was Kelly a Police fan before she started dating you or after she started dating you?
Before she started dating me.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because I didn't know if she was calling the police because of you or since she's like, I don't know, 3 years younger than you are.
Yeah,
that's
four.
Pretty funny.
Four. Yeah.
My Police collection up until I was 21 consisted of a DJ either talking over the beginning of a song or the end of a song, because I recorded all of my Police off of the radio in like 1983. No. You know, it always has been legal.
I know.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time.
The Police would get you. I know. I
always liked it whenever they'd say, coming up next is whatever song, you stand there by the tape deck with your finger on the record button just waiting.
When you're trying to, you know, as a kid, I learned music by, you know, I played by ear, so there was no tablatures or anything. So I always had to try to figure out that first couple of seconds of a song because I could never get that damn thing recorded. You know, they're either talking over or I was hitting the record button, and so I missed the first part of every song that I ever had, you know.
I'm pretty sure you'll shut up at the DJ more than once. Quit talking. Shut the hell up.
But anyway, the
song King of Pain for me kind of holds special meaning because I have a cousin that...
Let the dogs...
Yep. Laura just got home. But I have a cousin who was spending the weekend with me when King of Pain was real popular on the radio, and I was recording it off of the radio, and then in the middle of the song, you just hear him off in the other room just laughing his full head off. And to this day, when I hear that song, it makes me think of him. You know, and he passed away about 20 years ago. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it's kind of a shame that the particular song that reminds me of him is kind of a painful song to think about because of the subject matter.
Sure.
Yeah,
but, yeah, it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, what else you got, Dennis?
But no, so anyway... after coming home and realizing that I had rebought actually two albums this time, and then went through and noticed that I bought two Linda Ronstadt. I had like three. I've got like four albums that I've rebought twice now. So Bill turned me on to, was it Discogs?
Don't ever say that again.
Well, I know you didn't turn me on.
Ever, never, ever, that, never, ever, ever.
You suggested that I use this app.
I did.
Actually, it is a discographic. is actually part of Disc Dogs, I guess. So
yeah.
I'm still having some trouble with it. It doesn't pick up all the barcodes or barcodes.
Nope.
Sometimes it's because it can't play guitar, find... Dennis.
Guitar you,
have to, you just have to put them in by hand, and then it will display them for you. No,
it's cool. Weird. You're trying to figure out which one. You know, some of them have like 18,000 different versions,
yeah,
and I'm trying to do that. And then, of course, I hit a couple of them, didn't realize that I hit the CD version of it. It really don't matter. It's just I want to get them in my collection to say, so whenever I look at one at the store, I'm going to put it in there, and it'll tell you if you've already got – it'll show you've got one in your system. So once I'm done doing – I got through about half of them the other day, and I got bored, and I'm like, I'm going to get up and go do something else. So I got to sit there and just do it a little bit at a time. But, no, I appreciate you letting me know about that because it's something – once you start collecting and you get these things, I get into a store and I get into a frenzy and I see something and I'm like going, yes. And then I'm like, going, well, shit, I didn't realize I just bought that like about a year ago. So, and so anyway, because your collections start getting bigger, you need to have something like that to kind of keep you in line. So that's
what true.
Yeah, it is true. So anyway, yeah, that was my record buying weekend. So I spent about $70 total on records last weekend.
Dude, so. I got to get your job.
I know. And it was
I spend like $4.50. I feel guilty.
Well, I felt guilty, but I still did it. Told her I said, see you next week. You know?
And, so anyway, I think you're right. I think Hoarder was the right name, Alan.
Yeah. No, I'm playing them now, though, so I am getting because I got to use that new turntable. So anyway, that's all I got as far as records concerned. I keep getting these freaking calls. I've been getting these ones. My phone just went off again. I got the one yesterday that my Social Security number has been hijacked, and they've shut it down, and I need to call this number because
you need to pay us with iTunes cards.
When's the government taking iTunes cards? You know,
Bitcoin or iTunes, one of the two.
I don't know, but it's some guy from another country that's trying to figure out my Social Security deal. So,
for sure,
good for him. Anyway, back to the music. Any news going on this week?
Oh, I've got some news.
Go, man.
The Kiss Cruise, they just announced today some of the acts that are going to be on there.
Cool.
And if I'm looking at this picture correctly, one of the acts is Simply Queen, which is a Queen tribute band. And the guy that's Freddie Mercury looks like the guy that's in, is it Hairball?
Oh, yeah, it could be.
Because that's the one where they do a couple of Queen songs, some
Bon Jovi,
yeah,
they do a bunch of different stuff.
All the different stuff. I think that might be the same guy, but I'm not sure. I just read the email. But the acts that they've got confirmed so far are, excuse me, Simply Queen, Royal Bliss, The Dead Deads, which is a female band. That's kind of cool. Jake J. Right. and the Killjoys, The New Roses, Bob Schneider, Tyler Brandt and the Shakedown, Steven Adler of Guns N' Roses, Bruce Kulick, and The Darkness.
So that's three of those I've heard of.
Well, it doesn't matter if you've heard of them or not. I mean,
oh, I know.
It's go check
that
out
Darkness
some new
record
music.
Is really good.
The first one. I've got the first one. What about like a thing called love? Yeah. Whatever.
It rocks, though, man.
I like that.
I have a little
black.
I have a little something that I want to say about the Kiss Cruise. I'm on a Facebook group. I think it's called the Kiss Cruisers or whatever. And of course, this is going to be my first cruise, so you know,
rookie.
I'm going on the cruise. I'm going to have a ball. Kiss is going to be there. There's going to be a bunch of other bands there. There's going to be a bunch of people that I know there. I'm good. I have watched people on the Kiss Cruisers Facebook page bitch and complain because they are not announcing who the acts are fast enough. Are you going to just not go on the fucking cruise if The Darkness shows up or you decide you don't like one of those bands? Shut the fuck up and enjoy the cruise. I'm done.
Wow.
Wow. Alan ranting.
He's ranting about something that should be enjoyable.
Yeah. I guess it's because I'm not spoiled. I haven't been on all the other cruises. I didn't go on the cruise when they had 100 million really good bands or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know who was on the other cruises. Other than Bruce
100
Kulick,
million's a lot, though.
Other than that Bruce is. Kulick, you know. Yeah.
It's well, like
it might have only been a half a million. I don't know.
It's like a Brazilian.
That's like a Brazilian.
A Brazilian wax?
How much is a Brazilian? Yeah. More than a million.
That'll be, well, it depends on how long your beard is.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to stay away. I'm walking away. Anyway.
That's all I've got.
All you've got?
That's all I've got. I've been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest the last 2 weeks, and I haven't had much time to think about anything.
There you go. Well, let's see. There was something that came out today that's pretty interesting.
Oh,
and I found it completely amusing, and actually, I think it's kind of funny. But
well, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, no. So anyway, Judas Priest were in Illinois yesterday. What town was they in? I can't remember. It's I read it. But anyway, they were in Illinois performing, and there was a gentleman in the very front up against the stage, and he was videotaping Rob as he was singing. Supposedly, he had his light on also, and it was real bright and was shining up on him and while he was doing this. And Rob, he didn't miss one lyric, but walked forward and absolutely punted that phone out of that dude's hands and then went back to singing just like he didn't do anything. And I personally think it's fucking funny. I mean, I know somebody else out here has a different opinion.
Well, my take on it was, you know, if the guy had the light on, Rob had every right to be pissed off about it.
And that's what.
But kicking it out of his hand. I mean, that's something expensive. If someone had smacked Rob's microphone out of his hand, which is something expensive, they would have had to pay for it.
Right.
You know, if it had been me and the light had been shining in my eyes, I would have called the guy out on stage, or I would have called security and said, "Get that motherfucker out of here."
Right.
You know, but to kick,
said, "Turn that off, dude."
But call the guy out. Don't damage.
Yeah, it's hard to do that though when you're screaming in the microphone. It's just
I have seen musicians.
It's easier to kick
stop it. Singing and call somebody out before and go right back to singing.
Well, you've seen the Paul Stanley thing where the guy was at the laser and he was like, "They stopped the show and."
Oh yeah. I don't like Peter Criss, but you're not going to pick on him. That's my job.
Yeah. That's exactly what he said.
I think it was extremely metal. I think it was extremely – I mean, that one football team needs to get him for either his punt, their punter, because, I mean, he's like perfect. I mean, it was like that thing went pew. I think there was somebody behind him had his hands up. It would have been a field goal.
You used the right term. I thought you were going to say touchdown for a second there. I was like,
no, I did. I don't know. You know, I'm not a sport guy, but
I know. So I was like, it'd have been a basket.
Well, I just seen it on Facebook, and I was like, you know, what's the video of Rob Halford kicking a phone? And I thought, well, you know, he's probably just, you know, did it. I mean, he absolutely punted that thing out, and it goes way up. I mean, straight up there. I'm like, that's fucking funny. And then when I started reading the article about, you know, the guy had his, you know, if you're going to film. Just film. You don't need your fucking light. And those LED lights are brighter than fuck. Somebody made a comment that he was probably trying to read his teleprompter, the words off the teleprompter, and it was shining in his eyes, and he couldn't see the prompter. That's why he kicked it out of his hand.
Okay. I'm going to give a shout-out, kind of a shout-out to a friend. When he hears this, he'll know that I'm talking to him, but I'm not going to call him out by name. He sent me a text, and he said that somebody said that – Rob kicked it out of his hand. Put your drink down, Bill. Put your drink down.
I'll swallow.
Okay. Rob kicked it out of his hand because somebody showed him a picture of a vagina.
God.
I know. That's terrible, but it was funny.
That is. I know. It is funny. Yeah, I know. I mean, I know. It is rude, but the guy. And the thing is, you know what? Afterwards, Rob's like probably told, you know, all right, you know, here. Pay for the phone, whatever it costs, I'll pay
no,
for it.
No, he didn't.
But he could if he wanted to.
He did not. He
could if he wanted to, though.
Well, you know? He didn't want to because he's mad at that guy.
Well, it would have been bad if he would have kicked and missed the phone and hit the guy in the head, or kicked the phone into somebody else. You know, if it hit somebody else,
open the door.
Then that would have been there. Would have been a lawsuit probably.
There's a Jehovah's Witness ringing Bill's doorbell.
He's like going no. Yes. I've heard it.
No, I didn't want to open the door because he didn't have a shirt on.
I know, Jesus. Hey, Noah's got a better body than I would.
Hell, Noah's got a better body than most people I know.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I opened my door. Hell, me and we had band practice.
Well, I'd be out there running around naked if they let me.
It was disgusting.
No matter what it looked like, I don't care. Whatever. Crazy.
You're out there mowing with your moobs.
I am.
Mowing with my moobs.
That typically doesn't happen.
Yeah,
all right, so some news I have. I saw that Ace Frehley is coming to Indianapolis on August 2nd.
Yes, I saw that.
I cannot find that tickets have went on sale yet, but tickets around that date are. So I wonder if it's actually, like, done. Because I can't find the venue either. So I don't know if – I would assume it would be at the Murat, probably in the Egyptian room.
Right. But,
Speaking of Ace Frehley,
oh, I got
something. We're going to the same place. Go. We're going to the same place.
Ace is on Blabbermouth bitching about Kiss would be able to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, he said that it was a shame that they couldn't sell out shows, but if he was in the band, they could sell out shows and sell out Madison Square Garden, and how disappointing that was.
They sold out Madison Square Garden, didn't they?
No. Madison Square Garden holds like 20,000 people, and they sold 14,000 tickets or something like that. That's just a guess at the – or I saw the numbers, but I don't remember them off the top of my head.
Well, it was considered sold out.
However, if they sell out Madison Square Garden and they got Ace back in the band and his demand for $100,000 per show – how much of that profit are they going to keep as opposed to how much more money they made selling 13,000 tickets, not paying Ace $100,000 a show? Because that's what that's what I heard his demand was to be.
Yeah, that's what it said in the article.
So, you know, music business 101, people. Don't matter how much Ace wants back in the band if it's going to cost them too much money.
Interesting. Yeah, I did see something about that show, but I didn't. It was on Facebook as like an advertisement, but it didn't tell the venue or the date or anything.
No. But back to that Ace thing. I mean, so it was listed as sold out. It's been reported in, I think, articles that it was sold out. So the venue holds 20,000 people
here,
but as
much of the space they block
for a
off.
Concert, yeah. They block off, and they do this for every show. It's in there. It's already in there, Dennis. I look.
So it's in there. It did sell out. So they're
so if you, and the reference. You know, this is the stuff I don't like about this. Is just, you know what, you made a choice.
All right. Yeah, just
let it go, man. It's too late. You can go. I mean, I liked seeing him, and he did a great show in Nashville.
It was a good show.
Just do that and be happy with it because you that ship has sailed. That's done.
Well, you know, Ace fudging those numbers to make himself look more important is no different than Gene saying that every show that we did on this tour is sold out when not every single show did sell out. Most of them were close, but they didn't quite make it.
Right.
You know, so you're going to say what you need to say to make yourself look good in the moment.
Right.
But the shows were great, and they sold enough tickets. I mean, they're making a profit.
Yeah.
So have you ever heard of a band called Lanny, L-A-N-Y, Lanny, nope. Or Lanny? A friend of mine, I told you, my friend who lives across from the Murat, you know, he can actually see the front of the building.
His apartment. Oh, yeah.
he said yesterday, he sent this Wikipedia, L-A-N-Y, and he says, there's been people camped outside the Old National Center since last night to see these fart knockers. I've never heard of them. It's festival seating in the Egyptian room, so that's why they're all camped out. And I go, me either. I don't know who they are. And we read the thing, and he goes, oh, so millennial Indianapolis assholes. He goes, their name stands for Los Angeles, New York, which means I already despise these pretentious little fucks.
Well, then it's probably pronounced L-A-N-Y.
Right.
Yeah. And it's probably an EDM kind of thing.
That's what it is. It's exactly what it is. I was looking. It's like electronic-y kind of thing.
Yeah, I understand that.
Said they were camping out overnight. So
send all hate mail about LANY to Dennis at agesofrock.com.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Or send it to my buddy. I'll forward it to my buddy. So anyway, anybody got anything coming up? Any concerts or anything coming up soon?
Saturday, I'm going to go to Indianapolis and walk in a 5K.
Won't you walk to Indianapolis? That way it'll be like 5K plus.
Yeah, plus a lot of
hey, cake. Dennis, won't you fuck off?
That would be impressive.
Do they
though.
Not have 5Ks there in Evansville?
Well, it's a 5K in support of not let me rephrase this before I even say the whole sentence. It is a 5K to bring awareness to domestic violence.
Oh, okay.
Because a friend of mine's daughter was a victim of domestic violence. So every year they do a walk and we raise money and stuff like that. So this will be the first year I actually walk in one of those events. So, and yes, I have been walking every day in preparation for this. I'm not just going to go up there and like, oh, let's just do this.
Walking to the refrigerator doesn't count, though. Wow. You mean you're actually going outside and walking?
Yeah, I walk a mile and a half every day. Believe it or not. Well, I walk a mile and a half every day that it's not raining. So the past 2 days.
Yeah, two days.
I've been rolling a boat a mile and a half.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Exactly. No, I don't have a concert until July 7th for the Pat Benatar.
Oh, June 11th. REO Speedwagon.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I think my next concert is whenever Rob Zombie and Marilyn
Manson
in Evansville.
I forgot.
I got that one. I've got.
It's in June, isn't it?
That might be. I've got that one. June. I've got Iron Maiden in August, and then Kiss the following week.
That'll be good. Iron Maiden would be great.
Yeah.
I like to see that.
Still thinking about that.
Yeah.
That's up at Verizon Clips, Rudolph, Deer Creek. That place in Noblesville.
Deer stand.
Yeah. Oh shit. But all no, right. That's all I got. That's it. So,
folks, you know the drill. Hit agesofrock.com. Find all of our social media and Stitcher Radio. And until next week, peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.